Columbus police say Urso was found unconscious early Sunday inside of a bar on Park Street and died later at Grant Medical Center. Crew General Manager Mark McCullers says the team does not know of any medical issues other than the recent injury from which he was rehabilitating.
There's nothing that we are aware of, medically. And obviously, our players have exceptionally good quality medical care. But I can't speculate on what happened. I really have no information at this point in time. And I'm not sure when that's going to be available to us.
McCullers says Urso was in his rookie season, and the team hopes to honor him at an upcoming home match.
Everybody's in a bit of a state of shock right now at the loss of somebody from within our family and within our community. I think everybody's trying to get their head wrapped around it. The organization's reeling a little bit, but I think most importantly, as a parent, my thoughts go to the Urso family and what we can do to try to comfort them at this time. Kirk was a remarkable individual. I knew of his character from the research we'd done before we drafted him. Obviously, he was the captain of a national championship team. So he's somebody who I think would be described as a true teammate. We definitely want to honor Kirk. As part of our family, we haven't had a chance to have those conversations yet, but we will be honoring him.
Urso is captain of the North Carolina team that won the NCAA championship last year.